Hello and welcome to Small Wins, episode 30, big milestone. I am your host, Yvan Dely La Victoire. It's a pleasure, as always, to be sharing this time. Even if it's, you know, short episodes, I really appreciate kind of sharing my journey so far and hope that you're enjoying it and you're finding it valuable for your own journey as well. So if you listen to the previous episode, so episode 29, I shared some of the big lessons that I learned over the year 2023. And today, what we're going to be doing is actually sharing some of the wins from 2023. So lessons are great. You know, it's a great way to see how you can improve, how you can tweak things, how you can stop doing things that weren't working out. And while wins is also, they're also a great way to, you know, build motivation, to even keep optimizing the wins as well. I think that's another great way to see them. But I was very keen on sharing the wins with you all today. So I'll get started right away. I think it's you know, we're going to get right into the mix. I think if I am being very honest, number one win that I'm able to share with everyone is that, you know, it's very obvious, but restarting this podcast was a huge win for me in 2023. I know I had started the podcast early in the year, and then like many, you know, content production ideas, I kind of fell off the grid for a bit, kind of lost the momentum, lost the consistency I had built. After a very relaxing summer, I'll be very honest, really kind of wanted to organize my thoughts, try to get clear on why I was doing this. And the podcast's, you know, I would say platform, the podcast way of sharing ideas was top of my list. I knew that it's something that I wanted to keep doing, restarting. But more importantly, it's something that I wanted to build structure around and really get organized in a way that, you know, it would facilitate the way that I'm recording each episode, whether it's through building the script, through finding the ideas. And also the big component was to put myself in a position where I'm, you know, easily able to record and publish and distribute each episode. So it's still very, very early. I think we are at episode 30. To be very honest, I'm very proud to have kind of rebuilt the consistency around releasing each episode. You know, having that podcast was something that, and it's weird because, you know, you always write down ideas, and I was going back to some of the notes that I had written down, and the podcast idea was something that I had written back in 2019. And I think I got caught in, you know, trying to find the perfect method, the perfect process, the perfect, you know, audio track, the perfect intro, the perfect outro. And in reality, all I really wanted to do was just to speak about my experience, hoping that, you know, it would be helpful to at least one person in the space. So when I kind of got real about that, I just started, didn't even, you know, if you'll realize that there are no intros, no outros, just me literally just talking into a mic. So I don't know, I'm the way I see it, I appreciate it. It's something that's easy for my process. I know some others like the intro, like, you know, to build up the episode, and I think that's fair. But in my own process, it's not something that I judge to be important. So to each his own. So putting back that on the radar was something that I am very, very happy about, very proud. And I wish that, you know, I had started earlier. So it is what it is, but it is now for me a win that I consider, you know, a big 3 points this year. So number one. Number two was something that I did in the spring of 2023 was actually relearning about digital marketing. I've been working in digital marketing for a few years now, counting up until 2010, sorry, so about 13 years now. It's something that I picked up, kind of learned as I went, built my own processes around it, got to work with clients, got to work for brands as well. That was great. But just the fact, just the principle of going back to like, educational method was something very, very eye-opening for me because I learned about some basic principles that I knew that I was applying, but I really couldn't explain it, or at least couldn't find a simple way to explain it or visualize it. So, you know, taking that digital marketing class, I'll let you know. It's basically a Google digital marketing certificate that you can take. I took it on Coursera. I'm pretty sure, I think it's the only platform that gives it, but there's probably other platforms or other courses that are similar to it. But all in all, what I did was just to register, took the course, got really, really intense on taking the course for about 4 weeks. It is something that you can take and spread, you know, over a couple of weeks, at least I think 12 weeks even. But in my case, I really wanted to just kind of get back into it, try to learn as many, you know, principles, like I said, and understanding how the different components of digital marketing would fit and how I can explain it to others. And that was something that was really, really interesting for me. So I know, you know, I've been working in the field for a few years. I offered it as a service. Again, I like to think that I'm doing a good job. But again, I think that the biggest challenge for me was realizing that I wasn't really always able to explain it in a simple way to people, help them visualize how, you know, digital marketing would apply to their own reality and, you know, objectives. And I think doing that course was something very, very important. And I'm really glad I took it. Second part of that was sometimes we're kind of stuck in our own ways. I think, especially when it comes to working on in, you know, on digital space, we have our preferences, we have our go-to methods. And taking that course kind of opened up my options and seeing how I can, you know, build different applications for digital marketing, how I can maybe look at exploring other platforms instead of social media, how I can apply social media to different needs. Another big, big component that I discovered was the whole concept of building ad campaigns, working with SEO was something that I knew that I've been using for years, but I didn't really have kind of a process or a system around it. And just doing that course was great for me because I was able to start writing down how I would approach certain ideas, certain campaigns, certain projects that I want to be doing in the future. So obviously, if you want to look at it, explore the digital marketing, I think, professional certificate, a lot of keywords, a lot of words, buzzwords, but it's on Coursera.org. I think I'll just drop it in the show notes. Might be easier for everyone, but essentially, a great way for you to kind of understand how digital marketing works, but how you can apply it to your own reality, whatever it is. So really going back to basics, big, big, big win for me. And I'm really happy I got to do that. Number three was slowing down with La Victoire. I knew I'd mentioned that as a lesson. In the sense that I, you know, close down the community platform and try to look at how I can build differently. But essentially, slowing down the process and the content production around La Victoire and getting even more intentional about what I want to be sharing in the space was something for me that was a big, big win. It wasn't easy. it wasn't easy, but honestly, just kind of focusing on developing one, you know, idea or one concept of content and then try to repeat it over and over again was something that I was very, you know, I was steering away from a bit. But now just having, for example, the podcast is my, I would call it the pillar topic that I want, not topic, but pillar platform that I want to focus on. And then everything else that is shared on social media, in newsletters, or even on the brand starter platform, they're all kind of an outcome of the episode that I'm doing on a weekly basis. So focusing on that was really, really helpful for me. And to go back on the digital marketing course that I'd taken, it was also a great way for me to understand how, you know, I would build a marketing funnel that helps people in their journey with the brand. So it's something that I know we all face on a daily basis. We don't, obviously we're not going to call it marketing funnel all the time. And to be honest, it does have a little negative connotation to it. But in reality, I think it's just, you know, having a journey or having a user journey where members, where, you know, your audience turns into members and clients and then turns into, you know, advocates of your brand. So it's something that is common and I want to be applying it more and more to the La Victoire brand. Obviously, I think that's something that I'll keep building over the next couple of months. But I consider that to be a huge win for now. And then We shall see. The next win and the last one is launching the brand Starter Hub for football friends. I think that's something that, in all fairness, I think it's the sequel to the community platform. I'm very proud of being able to kind of repackage the platform, the community, into something that would be more user or, you know, usable for future football entrepreneurs and even the current ones. For me, when I look at it, and it's maybe my own take on it, and I'm pretty sure everyone who has accessed the Football Brand Starter Hub has a different perspective on the space. But essentially for me, it was a great way to kind of organize my brain. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I had a lot of, you know, if I want to simplify it, I've had a lot of content sitting there, ideas sitting there. I follow, like many of you, a lot of football brands online. I've gotten to meet a lot of, you know, inspiring creatives, inspiring, you know, people in football doing great things. And I wanted to have, you know, try to centralize that information, first of all, but also just have that information visible and accessible for me. So it was just trying to organize, you know, emails, brands that I knew online, brands that I was following for a long time, brands that I followed on Twitter, but not on Instagram. So there's a lot of these, we're all on different platforms. We all follow different types of accounts and types of people, but essentially the hub was, a very long process for me, because it was just trying to, you know, grab information there, here and there. So it was really about trying to organize my thoughts, organize my brain. And as we're going into 2024, it is definitely something that I want to keep pushing. I do want myself and others to organize, not necessarily the way we work. I think we all have different methods of working, but essentially try to organize everything that we need to get, you know, to where we want to go. So it sounds super vague, but essentially when we're taking action on a, you know, brand launch, or we want to build something that is new in the space, yes, we want to get organized. We have projects, tasks, you know, all that, let's say, structure. But on top of that, having access to, you know, libraries of information, quick access to tools that we can explore, opportunities to collaborate with other brands or creatives or, you know, brand owners or photographers. I'm just naming off the top of my head, but essentially, if you have all of that into a one-stop shop in a sense, it's going to facilitate the way you look at how you're going to build the next chapter of your football journey. So it is, you know, still very, very early in the process. It's been a couple of months since we've launched it. But for me, it's just a great way to first organize my thoughts, open up the world of football, and, you know, make it even more accessible to a lot more people, I want to say. And then also give, you know, showcase what's out there. I know there's a lot of brands or a lot of different ideas coming from all corners of the world. And to have that, or to start having that kind of documented into a space, is really great to see. It's really eye-opening. I think right now the brand space has, I think, over 160 brands. Quite crazy. It's like almost, you know, you can visit. And the goal actually is to have 365 brands. So at least you can discover one new brand every single day. And then we'll keep going. But essentially, that is very eye-opening, very inspiring, and also very motivating to see. So that was a huge, huge win. And, you know, it's something that we can keep building on. And I'm not saying that I have the keys to the car, but essentially I'm just giving people, you know, the maybe the kickstart that they need, a little push that they need to get started and to open up and share, you know, their story with even more people. So that's how I see it. I don't know if that's something that you are aligned with, but that's how I see the football space now. We're all kind of going in the same direction. We all have different ideas, yes, but in reality, we all have the same objective. We all have the same passion for the game, or at least purpose for the game, which is to grow the beautiful game wherever we are in the world. I know there's other aspects and motivation around building a brand, but essentially we're doing it because we all are very, very passionate about football. We've all, you know, explored or seen that there's an opportunity, or maybe a a tip of the iceberg kind of opportunity there, but we want to explore it. We want to build something bigger, and we want to share our passion with the world. So that's why Lavie Étoile exists. That's why I do everything that I do. And I hope that it's helpful to you in your own journey with the game. So just to recap, four big wins in 2023. Obviously, I want to keep building on those wins. So number one is relaunching the Small Wins podcast. I know it's something that I had on my radar for a couple of years, trying to make it perfect, try to have the perfect intro outro, when in reality, all I wanted to do was just to talk into a mic and record and, send it. Number two was taking a course on digital marketing. That's something that was very, very close to me in the spring, kind of wanting to relearn, wanting to get back to basics. Also, forgot to mention, but just unlearning some of the things that I was kind of, getting used to and just had my own little ways. So doing that was very, very insightful for me in the sense. Number three was slowing down and getting intentional about my own content production. So kind of centralizing my ideas, trying to focus on one thing and then distribute it into the different platforms that I run. But essentially having one pillar platform was very, very key for me. And number four, last but not least, was turning, the community into the Football Brand Starter Hub, building the hub and then growing it as we're going. So that's it for the wins of 2023. I'm thinking out loud if I don't have any other wins, but all in all, these wins are my top four, I would say, big 3 points. So 12 big points for 2023. I hope to get even more points in the next year, but essentially that's it for today. If you enjoyed the episode, I would really appreciate it if you just leave a star rating on Spotify or constructive feedback on Apple Podcasts. We actually have a good comment. I'm getting, good reviews, but also I got a good observation from a listener who said, I would appreciate that we have guests over. So I think that's something that I want to be reintegrating into the episodes. I have a few ideas here, but if you want to share some ideas or even share some guests that would like to participate on the podcast, just DM me on Instagram at LaVictoireFC. Basically, that could be a great idea to kick off 2024. So we'll see. And speaking of 2024, if you are interested in building a football brand, if you are just curious in maybe taking on a new step in your journey or just exploring a hobby or side hustle, I'll invite you to check out the Football Brand Starter Hub. It's free. There's a link in the show notes to access it. And it's a great way to see what's out there. I think it's just a little push that you might need to get started on your idea. That's it for me. As always, keep building your football story and do not forget to celebrate your small wins. Take care.